West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The state's resurfacing project on Interstate 20 in Carroll and Harrelson counties is finally concluding. As of this week, drivers no longer have to deal with lane closures and detours. The $95 million resurfacing project has been ongoing for more than 4 years. Georgia Department of Transportation District Communications Officer Joe Shulman says drivers may still see contractors doing work on the road's shoulders over the next couple of weeks, but traffic will not be affected. Shulman says rehab for the bridges that cross over I-20 in Carroll and Harrelson County could begin as soon as later on this year. He says that project could create only minor interruptions to motorists, as the plan is to do the work during only non-peak hours. The city of Carrollton will now have two assistant city managers with the hiring of retired Carrollton High School principal David Brooks, which was announced on Tuesday. Brooks' hiring comes approximately 6 months after the city hired Patrick Edson as assistant city manager. City manager Tim Grizzard says Brooks was among the top candidates considered when the city hired Edson in January.
He will be one of two assistant city managers. When we found out David was going to retire from the school system, it's just something we talked about internally, that he had a lot of the skill sets that we thought we would be valuable to the city. He's got a great reputation, well thought of. He's done a lot of different things in his life. He's taken over a lot of different jobs and run them well. So we just felt like he'd be a great addition to the team here. We're growing a lot. We're very busy. We've run a very lean organization for a long time, and there's plenty of work for him to do.
Brooks will begin his new role with the city in July. Carrollton City Council this week approving a pair of rezoning requests, one clearing the way for a planned housing development, the other will allow for two new eateries and an immediate care facility. Council approving a rezoning for 20 acres of land past the end of the Carrollton Bypass, where developers are planning 83 new homes. City Council also approving the annexation of a property at 1131 Bankhead Highway and approved a rezoning there where a Dunkin' Donuts, a Wendy's, and an immediate care facility are planned to be built. The city of Noonan has named a new police chief following the retirement of Chief D.L. Buster Meadows on June the 30th. Brent Blankenship, who had served as a lieutenant for the Noonan Police Department, will take on the reins of chief of police on July the 1st. There are still a few reserved seats remaining for this weekend's concert at the Mill Amphitheater in Villarrica. Sister Hazel, recognized mainly for their 1997 hit album Somewhere More Familiar and single All For You, performing Saturday from 8 o'clock until 10. The concert is free. Visit downtownvillarrica.com to reserve your seat. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.